Today I was overwhelmed by a sense of deep gratitude. I want to express that with you. And it's funny because I just got off an interview with Pastor Leon Benjamin, who's a host on Brighton TV, and he's an amazing man. And he's a pastor, of course, and much more. But every time I speak with Pastor Benjamin, I feel a sense of connection with humanity. It's, I don't know what it is. There's something about that man that just, I don't know, he brings us back to the core of who we really are as human beings. You got to see that interview. It's a very powerful interview. And of course, you'll find it on my channel on Brighton, but it reminded me of how much I have to be thankful for in your support for everything that we are doing. And I probably don't say it enough, how critical you are. Your role in supporting us is essential. It's a prerequisite. We couldn't do this without you. And when I say do this, I mean we couldn't have Brighton.com. We couldn't pay for the platform. You know, we couldn't publish Natural News, or we couldn't host Brighton TV without your support. It's your support, not just financial, but also, you know, the positive feedback from you and you sharing our news and our channels with other people. And it's also the financial support as well. If you shop at healthrangerstore.com, you know, that helps support our efforts and our platform. So that is important, but there's much more to it than that. I feel humbled, and I also feel divinely guided in certain ways that, or divinely supported. In other words, I don't think that any of this would have been possible without God's hand at work. I truly believe that a lot of what's happening right now with the world and our platform and the voice that I'm trying to bring to many people who maybe feel powerless or voiceless, because Brighton.com is a, you know, it's a free speech video site for a lot of people who've been censored everywhere else, including myself. But I feel like all of this was that we were guided into this by God. Sometimes not always in an obvious way, and not without trials and tribulations, obviously. There have been a lot of difficult times. It has not been easy. But with God's help and your support, we've been able to build something that's really tremendously special. And that is Brighton.com. And what's so amazing about this is that Brighton.com and Brighton.tv and BrightonRadio.com, all of these exist in a way that is financially sustainable. We're not burning through cash like a VC company, and there are those out there. We don't have loans. We don't owe anybody money to keep running these. They're not, you know, generating profits, but they're also not losing money. It's just about holding steady, which is right where we want it. And we've got enough money to keep doing R&D and rolling out new features and new structures over time. And we can maintain the current system, and stability has been very good. And we're not losing money, which, of course, would be very worrisome, because then you'd wonder, well, how is this sustainable? So, again, it all comes down to your support. And we don't pay talent to come on to Brighton. You know, we don't, I mean, I know Rumble pays a lot of people some pretty high dollar contracts, from what I hear, to come on and be on Rumble. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's great. And Rumble's got, you know, investor money to do that, and that's fine. But at some point, you know, you gotta break even on your revenue, or it's not long-term sustainable. And so we've made a decision that we don't pay talent to be on Brighton.com, but what we have done is we've made it possible for the talent to collect donations themselves. And that's all in place right now. And that's all powered by crypto. So you can accept donations if you're on Brighton.com. You know, you can accept donations in Monero, in Firo, Beam, and Epic Cash. Those are the four cryptos that are privacy cryptos that are currently accepted for tipping the content creators. And we'll probably add more over time, but right there, I mean, just Monero alone being the number one privacy crypto in the world in terms of, you know, trade volume and so on, that right there is amazing. If you're a content creator on Brighton, you can tell people, hey, tip me in Monero, please. If you support this show, send me some Monero. And the great thing about that is that it's all private. No one knows who tipped you or how much it was or how much you got because it's a privacy coin. And we don't even know as the platform. We have no idea who's sending tips to who. It doesn't go through us. We don't keep a percentage. It all goes to you, the content creator. So we've created that mechanism for people to receive tips. And I wish I could tell you how many people are using it, but I don't know because it's all privacy coins. So we don't have any way to know. And that's all by design, of course. But the cool thing is that the platform is financially sustainable. And now the content creators on the platform also have a way to receive tips via crypto, privacy crypto. And that means that it's a more sustainable model for the talent as well. You know, the talent has a way to stay on the platform and do well, you know, financially or through tips or whatever. And we don't have like a monthly pay option like Patreon or anything like that or Substack. But that's something that we're working on, where it could be a monthly crypto donation, but of course the sender would have to initiate it every month, since, you know, we can't just automatically deduct crypto money from people's wallets. But we could send them a reminder, you know, don't forget to send this money here, you know, once a month or whatever the case may be. The point is, I feel very grateful, and I'm working on lots of ways to continue to empower people's voices and to empower people's content and to build infrastructure that people can use to build their audience, their influence, and even their revenue. We're building the parallel economy, the economy that works outside the realm of the, you know, hyper controllers of Google and YouTube and Facebook and all those evil tech organizations. And in doing all of this, by the way, we're building a platform that's going to play a role in the 2024 election. 2024, assuming we make it to election day, which is never a sure thing, but assuming we do, 2024 will see more alternative platforms than we had in 2016 when Trump won the first time. Not to mention the second time he won in 2020. But Trump's going to win a third time, looks like, in 2024. And that's going to be due in large part to the alternative platforms such as ours, Brighton, and then there's also Truth Social, and yeah, there's Rumble, and there's BitChute, and there's Getter, and there's Bastion, and, you know, all of these different platforms. There's Brighton.social too, and there's Telegram, and on and on. This is going to play a major role in the election. This is going to play a major role in pivoting America to a different future, a better future, a future rooted in liberty, freedom, free speech, rather than a future rooted in tyranny and authoritarianism and child grooming and trafficking and raping and killing, which is what the left believes in. That's what Democrats believe in. And as horrifying as all of that is, and as horrifying as it is to realize that that's actually happening routinely, I still feel blessed. I feel a sense of gratitude for being able to battle against that, to have the resources that you've given us and that God has gifted us. You know, the natural talent of speech and communications and intellectual capability and the things that are necessary to run R&D programs and to build a business and to handle cash flow and to not go bankrupt and all these things, these are gifts from God, and it's support from you. And I'm just the conduit, you know, I'm just the traffic director, so to speak, to take those resources from God and the audience and to direct those resources into something that makes a hugely positive difference for the future of the human race. That's what I'm doing. And it's a role that gives me great honor to fulfill. And I hope that you feel I'm doing at least a decent job in this role. I'm working hard at it, and it's not easy, and I've had a lot of personal challenges. You know, I almost had my finger cut off 3 months ago, and I had to heal from that, and that was not easy, even psychologically not easy. I was, I was handicapped, physically handicapped for a couple of months because of that, and it gave me a lot of compassion for people who do suffer from disabilities too, by the way. Maybe that was God's lesson. Like, you're going to learn what it's like to not have all your fingers work. Yeah, okay. I get it. I got that lesson loud and clear. But it's tough. You know, I've been censored for 7 years. I've been deplatformed. I've been defamed. I've been, you know, lied about. Somebody uploaded a video that used AI to do a deep fake of my voice. And they tried to have my voice say some attack on the Jesuits, and also to say that I love this person's channel, a channel I'd never heard of. So, you know, deep fakes are happening, deep fake attacks using my voice. That's happening. There's a lot of, you know, challenges to overcome. By the way, I never talk about the Jesuits. I don't. I mean, that's not in my vocabulary, except right now when I'm responding to the deep fake voice thing. But the point is, I've had a lot of challenges, as we all do. With your help and your blessings and your support, we've been able to overcome those. And we're moving forward each and every day to try to help humanity be free and to be awake, aware, alive, healthy, wealthy, abundant, to have a life of more joy and less suffering, to have a life of freedom rather than enslavement. That's what we stand for. Those are the values. And I know you resonate with those values, or you wouldn't even be listening to this. So I thank you for sharing those values and for sharing your support. God bless you. And I appreciate you every day. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Take care.